Ryan shotgun, gets the snap, steps up, and he's sacked by Jadeveon Clowney.
Is there any doubt?
That was the play of the preseason. Jadeveon Clowney with the call courtesy of Mark Vandermeer, Sports Radio 610 and the Houston Texans. Jadeveon Clowney is amazing, has done some amazing things. We're going to talk about him in a moment. But Brian Cushing, you heard from him earlier in the show. We don't know if he's going to play tonight. I kind of don't think he will. But what's his return mean for this defense?
It's really big. I mean, I did a story last year about with the numbers on how much better the Texans defense is when Brian Cushing is on the field versus when he's not on the field. It's significant. And when you have a player like that, because of the position he plays and the impact he has on everybody else on the defense, it's hugely important. I mean, I think that was a big problem for the Texans defense last year and the year before for half the season.
Well, I've said it so many times as it pertains to Cushing. He is his defense's soul. You know, JJ is the no question star, and Jadeveon is going to be a star. But Cushing is going to be the first one off the bus saying, we're here and we're ready to kick your tail. And that's the kind of attitude this defense needs to have. And DJ last year, I think, has that attitude. But as a rookie, it's kind of hard to buy into in some sense. But now you throw him in with Cushing and with Watt and Clowney making plays. Now that defense has a chip on his shoulder. Now that defense has some attitude. And I don't want to use the word swagger, but that's kind of the way they're going to roll into a building now. You have to defend us. You got to stop us as opposed to the other way around. And I think Cushing is a huge part in that, not just from an X's and O standpoint, but just from a mentality of we're here, you have to defend us. I'm the biggest, baddest dude on the block, and all these guys are right behind me.
Don't tell DJ Swearinger you don't want to use the word swagger.
No, that's his word. I leave that for him.
You know, the thing about Cushing that I've always found is that, you need a little bit of that, what I was talking about before, that attitude that, you're not going to mess with this guy quality, and Cushing definitely brings that.
Yeah, and another guy who we mentioned that it looks like he's going to bring it too is Clowney. We've seen the tackle for loss against Arizona. We saw the sack last week. He's probably not going to play tonight. He left with an injury, and you actually had a report on that. You know, what's the latest from you?
Well, he had a collision with Jacob Tammy, the Broncos tight end. They hit heads. I'm not sure exactly what the injury is for him, but I know that he was treated. He was examined, not necessarily treated, but examined after that. He thought he felt fine, and I think they'll be cautious with him. I mean, I was not surprised to see him not practice on Thursday after having that issue on Wednesday. There's no reason to do it if there's any question.
Yeah, and Bill O'Brien said he's going to be okay on Thursday, so there's not a big worry there. But his impact on the defense after you've seen him play through two games and now 3 weeks of practice.
There are a couple of happy Bronco tackles tonight. They're not going to see number 90. But I've always said this about injuries. Whitney Mercilus now has opportunity. Jadeveon has been so good in the training camp, there's no way you could keep him out of the starting lineup. But now, Whitney Mercilus has an opportunity. I thought Whitney played very well against Atlanta. I feel like he's had a good week against Denver. But now he's got another opportunity to step his game up just another notch with Jadeveon on the lineup. Injuries provide opportunities. And when Andre was out, Devere Posey stepped up and got a number of reps. Now Clowney may be out tonight. That means Whitney Mercilus is going to get a lot of reps. That's just another stage for him to show, I got this. I'm good. If Jadeveon goes down in the game, it's okay. I've got it. And just to have another pass rusher on the field, an accomplished pass rusher, is huge. So we don't see Clowney tonight. I'm not gonna lose sleep over it, but we do have to see a big night then from 59.
You know, let's talk about 99 when you speak of pass rush. This has been a fun week when it comes to J.J. Watt, because we'll talk about what he did in Denver in a moment, but on Hard Knocks, which features the Atlanta Falcons, he was given the cinematic treatment.
For us to get a chance to go against the guys like that, I think it's great work for us.
Here we go. Good rush, JJ.
So clearly the Falcons know all about JJ Watt, but this week in practice, he was a bit of a marked man, wasn't he?
He was. It started on Wednesday when Chris Clark tore off JJ's helmet after they went at each other in a one-on-one game, and JJ beat him, and that's what that started. I really liked JJ's attitude on Thursday, though, when he was talking about that, and he was saying, I don't really get into fights because you only get into fights when you got beat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a great line.
And he was beating guys. He was in those one-on-one drills and in the team drills. He was
in Peyton Manning's face all week.
He was having his way with
the absolutely. And one of the great moments, I thought, in practice on Wednesday, I believe it was, when they're in full pads, they're working a two-minute drill. I mean, that drill is made for Peyton Manning. And J.J. stormed through, I believe it was Chris Clark, stormed through Clark, got to Peyton. It would have been a sack. But he let Peyton throw the ball, and then DJ Swearinger picked it off in the middle of the field to end that drill. And you sense that the Texans really fed off of that moment, and that was all based on 99. And you're right. The Falcons knew before the game started, 99's not playing. You could tell there was a little bit of a sigh of relief by Jake Matthews going, whew, okay, I don't have to face that guy. That's good. But then Sam Baker had to face Jadeveon Clowney. That's going to be great when two tackles from the other teams have got to face both of them. That's when that, I guarantee you, they're going to start having some sleepless nights when they realize I'm getting 90 or 99 for 60 minutes.
And that day on Tuesday, the first day when Peyton said that their offense stunk, you know, there was that fun quote from Peter King who talked to Adam Gase, the Broncos offensive coordinator, and he said, well, I was doing fine until J.J. Watt ruined our practice.
What a week. I hate to use that pun. It's been overused. But, yeah, it was quite the week for 99. And if you put the tally board up, you can put two by him for getting fights started, even though he didn't start those fights, because Swearinger winds up picking off that pass. The two teams meet in the middle. And then on Thursday, we saw the fracas there. So we're just rolling along here on Texans Extra Points. And when we come back, we're going to hear from a guy who we haven't heard too much from in the media. We're going to see a lot of them this year in 2014. Don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points returns in a moment.